शुद्ध भक्त चरण रेणु भजनानुकूल शुद्ध भक्त भक्त सेवा परम सिद्धि प्रेमलती कर मूल भक्त सेवा माधवती ते भक्ति जननी यतने पालन कोरी कृष्ण वसती वसती बोली परमादर बोरी और हमारा देश बस्ताने कोरलो ब्राह्मण रंगे हमारा देश बस्ता कोरलो ब्राह्मण रंग से सब स्थान फिर वो आमी प्रणयी भक्त संगे मृदंगवाद्य सुनिते मन अवसर सदा याचे गौरविहित कीर्तन सुनि आनंदे हृदय नाचे गौरविहित युगल मोति एकिया मोर परमानंद हो प्रसाद सेवा करिते होय सकल प्रपंच जय ये दिन गृहे भजन देखी गृहते गोलोक भाई चरण सिंधु देखिया गंगा सुखना सीमा पाया तुलसी देखी जुड़ाय प्राण माधव तोषणी जानी तुलसी गौर प्रिय शाक सेवन जीवन सार्थक मानी भक्ति विनोद कृष्ण भजने अनुकूल पाया प्रति दिवसे परम सुखे स्वीकार करयेता જીવાશે હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે 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 કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે રામ હરે રામ 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 હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે 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 કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે 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 કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે 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 રામ 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 હરે હરે શુદ્ધ ભગત ચરણ રેણુ ભજનાનુકૂલ ભકત સેવા પરમ સિદ્ધિ પ્રેમ રતિ કારમોલ સેવા પરમ સિદ્ધિ જય જય શ્રી ચૈતન્ય જય નિત્યાનંદ જય અદ્વૈત ચંદ્ર જય ગૌર ભક્ત વૃંદ જય જય શ્રી ચૈતન્ય જય નિત્યાનંદ જય અદ્વૈત ચંદ્ર જય ગૌર ભક્ત વૃંદ જય શ્રી ચૈતન્ય જય નિત્યાનંદ જય દ્વૈત ચંદ્ર જય ગૌર ભક્ત વૃંદ ગૌરભક્ત
કલયુગ પાવન હરિનામ સંકીર્તન કી શ્રી પ્રભુપાદ કી ગૌર ભક્ત વૃંદ કી શ્રી ચૈતન્ય ચરિતામૃત કી
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्निति नामिने ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೆ ದೇವೆ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣೆ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ರಾಯ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದ 8th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಧ್ಯಲೀಲಾ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಚರಿತಾಮೃತ. ವಿ ಆರ್ ನಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ದ ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸೂನ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ 243, ಓಕೆ, 243 ವರ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ 8th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಧ್ಯಲೀಲಾ. ಅನ್ಯೋನ್ಯ ಮಿಲಿದು ಹೇ ನಿವೃತೆ ವಸಿಯಾ ಪ್ರಶ್ನೋತ್ತರ ಗೋಷ್ಠಿ ಕಹೇ ಆನಂದಿತ ಹಯ್ಯ.
Thus they met time and time again, sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing devotional service by the question and answer process.
This is called Guhyam Akhyati Prichiti. One devotee asks questions, the another devotee responds to that. And Srila Rupa Goswami Pad says, for two Vaishnava friends to come like this together, they should be sajatiya, snigda and svatovara. Sajatiya means they should be like-minded. Like Ramananda Raya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were like-minded. They both delighted in discussing about the rasa tattva, Krishna and Krishna tattva, Krishna rasa. So they were discussing till now Krishna tattva, Radha tattva, and Radha Krishna pastimes, very exalted subjects they were discussing. And they were actually very similar in their liking. On the other hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing there were many Brahmanas who had come along with Ramananda. They were actually smartha Brahmanas. So they were bewildered by this sannyasi and this governor of Madras, Ramananda Raya, embracing each other. So they were vijatiya, they were not sajatiya, they were not Vaishnavas. So therefore, if we can get the association of Vaishnavas who are like-minded, and we open our heart and make inquiries and then we hear from them, so therefore they should be svatovara, they should be little more advanced than us in devotional life, so that they'll be able to respond to those things which we are not clear about sometimes. Like for example, when you study the Shastra, you wonder why, you know, somebody did something. For example, Arjuna is weeping. I've heard Arjuna is a pure devotee, but Arjuna is weeping in the battle, just like I would weep whenever I am faced with challenge in my life. And then somebody may tell us that, no, Prabhu, Arjuna is a pure devotee, but he is subjected to illusion. And why? Just like sometimes a mother-in-law teaches her newly arrived daughter-in-law by taunting her own daughter. Like that she teaches. Because if she taunts a newly arrived daughter-in-law, the relationship will be spoiled. In the same manner, for Krishna, the pure devotees are his immediate associates. So he taunts Arjuna, but actually he is taunting all of us who are ignorant of Atma Tattva or Krishna Tattva. So instead of taunting us directly, we are new to devotion service. So Lord taunts his own pure devotees who are willing to take it. So when you get this understanding, oh, now I understand. Arjuna is not in illusion, but is pretending to be in illusion on the request of Krishna. So just like in a drama sometimes, a millionaire can act like a beggar, just for the sake of drama. Similarly, a fully enlightened, pure devotee and associate of the Lord Arjuna is acting like a ignorant fellow, just to teach us how to come out of illusion. So in this way, when we have doubts, we can reveal the doubts to somebody and Anubhavi devotee, and then we get clarification, and then we can reconcile what we find as contradiction in the Shastra we are unable to understand. So, Sajatiya, Svatovara, Snigdha. Snigdha means they are affectionate to each other. Like you find Ramandra and Mahaprabhu are very affectionate to each other. They have a very good match in their personalities. That's able to sit together and discuss. We have been discussing last so many classes. Prabhu puche Ramananda karena uttara. Yehi mata sehi ratre kata paraspara. Yeah.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the questions and Sri Ramananda Rai gave the answers. In this way, they were engaged in discussion throughout the night.
Whole night they were discussing, yeah. Prabhu kahe kon vidya vidya madhye sara. Rai kahe Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ara. Rai kahe Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ara. See, the first question is asking. So, from here starts this, the greatest things. So, Mahaprabhu will ask a question, Ramandra will immediately answer. So, Mahaprabhu is asking, which is the best education? And Ramandra is saying, Krishna Bhakti. Other than that, there is no other better education. Yeah, no education is important other than transcendental devotion service. Read the purport, Prabhupada.
Text 245 to 257 are all questions and answers between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. In these exchanges, there is an attempt to show the difference between material and spiritual existence.
Yeah.
Education in Krishna consciousness is always transcendental and is the best of all forms of education.
What is it called? Rajavidya, correct, no? Rajavidya, Rajabhumi, king of all knowledge. Why so? Because, you know, we study about solids in the theory of machines and applied mechanics and all that. We study about liquids and you know, hydraulic machinery and all, and fluid mechanics and all. Then we study about gases and turbo machinery, thermodynamics and all that. Then we study about fire and fire engineering, heat and mass transfer and all that. We study about ether in acoustic physics, etc. Then you study about mind and intelligence and ego. You study about it in psychology and psychiatry. So, all this is considered mundane knowledge. And beyond the 8 mundane elements is the proper soul, which is spiritual. So, Krishna consciousness is not only knowledge of the Atma, which is spiritual. It is knowledge of Atma, Paramatma, Premaya, Sambandha. The sweet relationship between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva. So, that education surpasses the mundane education, goes beyond that. Go ahead.
Material education aims at increasing the activities of material sense gratification. Beyond material sense gratification is another negative form of knowledge called Brahma Vidya or impersonal transcendental knowledge. But beyond that, Brahma Vidya or knowledge of the impersonal Brahman is knowledge of devotional service to the Supreme Lord, Vishnu.
Yeah. This knowledge is higher. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, and then Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. These 5 stages. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya is all about mundane knowledge in this world. And then Vijnanamaya is the difference between matter and spirit. That's what Prabhupada is saying here. That's Brahma Vidya. And then beyond that is Anandamaya, which is a relationship between soul and super soul. So which knowledge is superior? If you know only matter, or difference between matter and Atma, or the difference between Atma and Paramatma. So, which is most superior? The topmost is Krishna consciousness, because Krishna consciousness teaches you what is matter, what is spirit soul, and what is Paramatma. So, therefore, Jeev, Prakriti, and Ishwar. Then your knowledge is complete. So, if you remember this MSc, like we have BSc, MSc, we say MSc is matter, spirit, and controller of both. If you know all the 3, then that knowledge is complete knowledge. You know difference between matter and spirit. And you also know both matter and spirit are under the control of Ishwara, Supreme Controller. So then the knowledge is complete. That's the highest knowledge. Yeah. And Bhagavatam says, Tat Karma Hari Toshanam. And this is another famous verse. Prahlad's father asked him, Hiranyakashipu, my dear child, tell me, what did you learn in the Gurukula? So he thought that Prahlad will talk something about politics, diplomacy and economic development and all that. But then Prahlad told this famous verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. This is Navida Bhakti. He said, see the last line what he says. Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanye Adhita Uttamam. He is saying. He is saying that if somebody performs this, Iti Pumsar Pitav Vishnu Bhaktischen Navalakshana. If somebody is doing this Navida Bhakti of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Mandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. He said, he is the most learned person. Uttama means he is beyond darkness. My father, there is no better education than this. This is the best education, Prahlad said.
Kirti gana madhye jiver kona bada kirti. Krishna bhakta baliya yaha rahaya khyati.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Rai, out of all glorious activities, which is the most glorious? Ramananda Rai replied, that person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory.
Even in the Vishnu Sahasranama it is said, Lokana Kirti Vardhanam. Krishna enhances the glory of his devotees, it is said. So the purpose is, in this world everyone is trying to be famous by accumulating two things. Bank balance and material opulence. So material opulence means a big bungalow, big car, big estate, big industry, and very comfortable facilities and amenities. That is material opulence. Isn't it? And also having a big money, bank balance. People think that right from their birth up to death, people work very hard for this. And Prabhupada says here, there's a steady competition. Read that.
There is a steady competition among karmis attempting to advance in a wealthy society. The whole world is turning in accordance with that competitive mood. But this kind of name and fame is temporary, for it lasts only as long as the temporary body, material body exists. One may become famous as a Brahmagyani, an impersonalist scholar, or one may become a materially opulent person. In either case, such reputations are inferior to the reputation of Krishna's devotee.
And the reason is, why it's inferior to Krishna's devotee's wealth, because one has to be intelligent to understand it. One should know that the wealth accumulated by a devotee is amritam. Yam yena abhiti yantete purusham purusharishabha samadukka sukham dhiram sombratatvaya kalpate si amritatvaya kalpate. You get amrita results. Like if you read the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there Lord Krishna is saying, you know, dravya yajna tapo yajna yoga yajna tatapare swadhyaya jnana yajna ashchayatayah samshriya vrataha yatayah samshrita vrataha sarvepyete yajna vidho yajna kshapita kalmashaha yajna shishta amrita bujo Yanti Brahma Sanatanam. See what Krishna is telling here. Dravya Yajna, somebody may give some rice, grains or, you know, some eatables to people, poor people, Annadana something. And Dravya Yajna also, Dravya Yajna also includes making a chatram, dharmashala, accommodation, making a tap, or digging a pond, well, or giving poor people some dress. No? Or some food, no? And creating dharmashalas and all that. So this is dravya yajna. And tapo yajna means one performs some austerities. Like for example, somebody may keep upavas, or somebody may take some in a religious rites and may follow it faithfully for a certain period of time to get some result. Tapo yajna, they perform tapasya, like, you know, Hiranyakashipu performed mundane tapasya, and Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj performed severe tapasya in the forest to attain Lord Vishnu. So, travya yajna, tapo yajna. And then he's saying, swadhyaya yajna, yoga yajna means ashtanga yoga, that is also austerity. And then swadhyaya yajna means, some people study the shastras day in and day out to become enlightened, knowing difference between sat and asat and all that. And in this way, he says, he goes on saying that different people do different type of yajnas, he says. And then all these yajnas, he says, two very important things Krishna is saying there. One thing he says is, if you do it with knowledge, why am I doing what I am doing? Then the benefit is enormous, he says. It's like 1,000-count benefit. If you do it unknowingly, and just like that you do this yajna, then you also get some count, like 100-count you'll get, like that. You don't get full benefit. You should do it with awareness, he's saying. Another thing he says is, these yajnas which you are doing for the pleasure of Supreme Lord, gradually lead you ultimately to Amritatvam, he's saying. Sarvetyate yajna vidho, when you follow the yajna vidhis, what happens? Yajna kshapita kalmasha, they destroy your sins. And yajna shishta amrita bujo, the result is amritam, he's saying. Amrita bujo yanti brahma sanatanam, it takes you towards the spiritual world. Therefore, Prabhupada says here, amongst the karmis, jnanis, yogis, the bhaktas are considered the best because they are doing 100% yajna. They act only for Krishna's pleasure and not otherwise. They exactly pour water in the root of the tree. They don't waste their time pouring water in the leaves and twigs and branches. So, and you will see that, as Krishna says, neha abhikarma nashosti, pratyavayana vidyate, svalpam apyasa dharmasya trayate mahatavayad. If you do a little bit devotional service also, it goes with you to the next life. Like if you have a hundi, you put half the hundi is full. You stop putting now. After 6 months you start putting. Where it will start from? Where you left putting half. From there it will start. It will never be diminished. And bhakti is like that, he says. Whatever bhakti you do, it actually produces chintamani results. Amritam results. It permanently remains with you. And then you continue from there. And then from 50% you put 60, 70, 80, 90, when you're 100%, your sukriti is full, then the spontaneous affection, attraction for Krishna just booms, blossoms in you. After that, then you become a fixed up devotee. When you're 100%, you have put bhakti sukriti, like that. So, bhakti sukriti is the only thing you can carry with you. Of course, you can carry punya and pap with you also, but they don't produce everlasting results. Like he says, त्रैविद्यामां सोमपापूतपापयज्ञैरिष्ट्वा स्वर्गतिं प्रार्थयन्ते ते पुण्यमासाद्य सुरेन्द्रलोकम् अश्नन्ति दिव्यान् दिविदेवभोगान् ते तं भुक्त्वा स्वर्गलोकम् विशालं क्षीणे पुण्ये मर्त्यलोकम् विशन्ति एवं त्रयी धर्मम् अनुप्रपन्ना गत आगतम् कामकामा लभन्ते इस सेइंग गत आगतम् दे गो टू हेवन एंड दे कम बैक क्षीणे पुण्ये मर्त्यलोकम् विशन्ति दे गो अप with the punya and they come back. So why to count the punya? Punya is going to be exhausted. You earn and you spend away. That's all. Just like people earn money and then they spend. When salary pack comes, they spend it away. Then it doesn't stay with you permanently. And you can't keep the punya with you permanently. It gets exhausted. And similarly, pap also gets exhausted. So three things that jiva carries with him birth after birth, the bhakti sukriti, and then punya, material path. When material punya path get exhausted, so what remains? Bhakti sukriti. And that is an indelible file, undepletable file. Permanently it will remain with you. Therefore, he says that in the bhakti, whatever you attain, it's permanent asset for you. He is the most intelligent person. So, His Holiness Navamindra Maharaj used to explain this concept, and then he would say, भक्ति भगवान की करले खजाना नाम से बरले. He would say that. Your treasury, you can decide what you want to fill up with. Like one man saw that there was a big mela affair and they put a board that anybody can come in and anybody can pick up, but they will only be allowed to be inside for about 10 minutes only. And it was a big mela. So first he went in. When you went in, you have been told, everybody was given a bag also, and you can pick up whatever you want from there. But you have to come out within 10 minutes. Otherwise, if you come later than 10 minutes, whatever you took, you have to leave it behind and go. You can't carry. But if you come out in 10 minutes, you will be allowed to carry. So the man thought, he kept his stopwatch. Then he saw there were huge mountain of potatoes. So he picked up the potatoes and he put in his bag. Oh, this is wonderful. And then before leaving, he thought, let me also see what else is there. And then he was saying. Then he saw there were mangoes. And ripe mangoes, alfalfa mangoes, big. He thought, oh, my children, my wife, I would be very happy if I can carry the mangoes. So what he did? He threw the potatoes down. He upside down, he made the bag and then filled it up with mangoes. He was more happy with the mangoes he was taking. Then he wanted to see, okay, let us see what else will be available. Then he saw, oh, there were many smartphones, mobiles. And you can pick up as many smartphones you want to put in your bag, you can put. And one smartphone is 5,000, 10,000 rupees. And he thought, this is marvelous, wonderful. So he took a big bunch of smartphones and put inside. Then he thought, now costly items are coming. Let me see. So then he went ahead. Then there were laptops lying there. One laptop is 1 lakh rupees. Smartphones only 10. So he thought, let me take maximum laptops. When I sell the laptop, then whatever money I get with that, I can buy more smartphones, isn't it? Which is more intelligent, to carry laptops or carry smartphones? So he threw away all the smartphones and took. And then he saw, oh, there were gold biscuits. He thought, what a fool I was. I have been picking up all petty things. Let me take gold. Then he saw it was already 9 minutes. Only 1 minute he had to now build. And then he saw, after the gold, he said, diamond was there. So he wanted to come running. But why I told you this? In this way, when you get a superior thing, what do you do with the inferior thing? Give it up. Then you go for the superior thing, isn't it? Like when you get a big plate of prasad, you leave dry roti behind. Like that. In the same manner, for example, in this world, everybody is after material commodities because they don't know anything better. But then once they understand the path of jnana, the difference between body and soul, then they become brahmajnanis. Then when they come to know about Vishnu in the heart, they become yogis. Then they understand, not only you understand Vishnu is sober and standing in the heart, but he is actually playful, friendly, he becomes your friend, he becomes your child, he becomes your, lover. Oh, then one goes for Bhagavan. Then you connect with Krishna as Bhagavan. That's all. After that, it is said, yasmin vijnarte sarvam evam vijnatum bhavati, it is said. If you know about Krishna, there is nothing more to be known. Lord is that person by knowing whom, nothing else needs to be known. In the same manner, in that entire market, the diamond was the costliest thing there. Once you picked up diamond, is there anything better there? No, that's the best. Similarly, Bhagavan realization is the best. One gets that, oh, I am Jiva and Krishna is Bhagavan, and the sambandha between the two is the ultimate goal of life. In this way, any intelligent person should analyze, evaluate. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is telling Ramandraya to evaluate. Yeah. Now, in this age of Kali, the fame of one who is known as a great devotee is very rare. However, such a position is superior to that of demigods like Brahma and Mahadev. Okay. It has so much. Okay. We will finish this purport. After many, many births, saying, Janmantra Sahasreshu, Yasya Syad, Buddhir Idrishi, Tasoham Vasudevasya, Sarvan Lokan Samudharet. Read the translation.
After many, many births, when a person realizes that he is the eternal servant of Vasudev, he can deliver all the worlds.
Yeah, such a beautiful. After many, many births, like we said, Bahunam Janmanamante, Jnanavanvam Prapadyate. And he is the eternal servant of Vasudeva. He can deliver all the worlds. Dasoham Vasudevasya. He realizes he is the eternal servant of the Lord. Sarvan Lokan Samudharet. He can deliver all the worlds, he is saying. Therefore, such a bhakta who has become servant of Krishna, he is the most famous and he is the most advanced. So the talk is going on about the education. In the Adi Purana, in a conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, Krishna is telling here, no? Bhaktanamanu gacchanti muktayaha shrutibhi saha. The most exalted position of liberation is given by Vedic knowledge. Everyone follows in the footsteps of a devotee, he says. Similarly, in the Brihannaradiya Puran, there is one more statement here. Adhyapija munisreshtha brahmadhyā api devatāha. Until now, even great demigods like Brahma and Shiva did not know the influence of a devotee, it is said. So, there is a statement, Name Vidusuragana. Krishna says, you know, even great devatas don't know him, know Krishna. Same way, great devatas sometimes may not be aware of the influence and power of a devotee. Like Dhruva Maharaj, for example. After Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest and performed severe austerities for Lord Vishnu, you know, the whole air in the universe started getting sucked by his penance, and all the demigods started suffocating. They all went to Vishnu, and Vishnu said, "Oh, very soon I'll go and meet Dhruva. And when I give my darshan, then all of you will be free from this suffocation, because he's standing on one toe and performing a severe austerity for me." Then the influence of the small 5-year-old boy was felt by the devatas at that time. So in this way, sometimes the power of a devotee may not be explicitly seen. Somebody may think he's a 5-year-old boy. Like that, one may think like that. Similarly, Prahlad was also a 5-year-old boy. What he could do, the whole world was, you know, saluting Hiranyakashipu, and Prahlad was taken to task. Several assassination attempts were made on Prahlad by Hiranyakashipu, putting him under the feet of several elephants, throwing him into the cage of hungry lions and poisonous snakes, throwing him in the ocean and throwing a mountain on the top of his head, and what all he did. His sister Holika, she said, "I have a boon. I can go inside fire and come out without getting harmed. So I will take Prahlad and sit in the fire, and then I will make him into ashes and I will come out." And Hiranyakashipu thought it's a very brilliant idea. But then Holika went inside fire, she died, and Prahlad came out. You can see that. So I am saying these examples because you can see how influential Prahlad was. You know, the whole world would be amazed by Prahlad's influence, because he was a superconductor of devotion. And the Lord acted through Prahlad, and Prahlad was protected by the Lord at every moment, very powerfully. Like, for example, Indra did 100 yajnas, is called Shatakratu. Yudhishthira Maharaj did 3 big yajnas. But out of the 2, who is more famous, Yudhishthira or Indra? And Prabhupada writes, Yudhishthira became more famous. Why? He did only 3 yajnas because he was Krishna's pure devotee. Therefore, the whole world recognized Yudhishthira's yajna to be greater than Indra. Indra was a mixed devotee. Yudhishthira was a pure devotee. So, he became, although he was an earthly king, Indra was a heavenly king, still earthly king Yudhishthira became more popular. So here the discussion is going on, you know, as you saw here. The person who is reputed to be a devotee of the Lord enjoys the utmost fame and glory. Isn't it? That's the point here.
Brahmananam sahasrebhyah satrayaji vishishyate. Satriyaji sahasrebhya sarva vedanta paragaha sarva vedanta vitkotya vishnu bhakto vishishyate vaishnavanam sahasrebhyo ekantyeko vishishyate.
From Garuda Puran, very powerful verse. Read that.
It is said that out of thousands of brahmanas, one is qualified to perform sacrifices, and out of many thousands of such qualified brahmanas expert in sacrificial offerings, one learned brahman may have passed beyond all Vedic knowledge.
Yeah. Brahmananam sahasrebhya satrayaji. That means he can lead sacrificial offerings. Not only can chant the Vedic mantras, he can conduct the sacrifices and all. And then, satrayaji vishishyebhyo sarva vedanta paragaha. One becomes learned in Vedanta as a very great pandita. And then, sarva vedanta vidkotya vishnu bhakto vishishyate. And amongst all the brahmanas who have surpassed Vedic knowledge, one Vishnu Bhakta is famous. But amongst thousands of Vishnu Bhaktas, the pure devotee of Krishna, he is most famous. That's a very Garuda Puran verse, beautiful verse. This is Bhagavatam. Read the translation, Shudra Sepam Sam verse. Yeah.
After much hard labor, a person highly learned in Vedic literature certainly becomes very famous. However, one who is always hearing and chanting the glories of the lotus feet of Mukunda within his heart is certainly superior.
Like that it says. See, here it says, Tatta guna anushravanam mukunda. Mukunda is Krishna. And guna anushravanam means one who hears Krishna's qualities from Bhagavatam. Padaram indam hridye chesham. He has accepted Krishna's lotus feet in his heart. He is very superior. He is the most superior. Like that he says. So there are many, many quotes Prabhupada is giving here. Yeah. So here, Narayana Vyuha Stava, it says, नाहं ब्रह्मापि भूयासं त्वद्भक्तिरहितो हरे त्वयि भक्तस्तु कीटोऽपि भूयासं जन्म जन्मसु या
आई डू नॉट aspire टू टेक बर्थ एज अ ब्रह्मा इफ दैट ब्रह्मा इज नॉट अ डिवोटी ऑफ द लॉर्ड आई शैल बी सैटिस्फाइड सिंपली टू टेक बर्थ as an insect if I am given a chance to remain in the house of a devotee.
Amazing. Very similar to what Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang. Kita janma ho yata tu vadas bahir mukha brahma janme nahi mora. Same thing he said here. Yeah. And then Prabhupada is quoting many similar verses. See, in the 25th chapter of 3rd canto, many are quoted there. Yeah. And like Shiva also said, amongst all types of worship, worship of Vishnu is greatest, and better than Vishnu's worship is worship of his devotee. Like that he says. And then Shiva also says here, and out of all the devotees, Lord Krishna, Prahlad is the greatest. Like that. So I told about Dhruva, we are hearing about Prahlad. Yeah. And above Prahlad, the Pandavas are supposedly more advanced. Above Pandavas are the members of Yadu dynasty. You are even more advanced. And Yadu dynasty, Uddhava is the furthest advanced. Above Uddhava, the damsels of Daman Gopis. So these things you read it in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Elaborately. See, here Brahma tells a very special verse to Bhrigu in Brihad Vamana Purana. Shashti Varsha Sahasrani Maya Taptam Tapapura Nanda Gopa Vrajastrinam Padarenu Palabhyate तथापि न मया प्राप्ता तासां वै पादरेणवः नैवं शिवश्च शेषश्च श्रीश्च ताभिः समक्वचित् वेरी इम्पोर्टेंट वर्स व्हाट ही सेज
आई अंडरवेंट मेडिटेशन एंड ऑस्टेरिटीज फॉर 60,000 इयर्स
हु इज सेइंग ब्रह्मा इज सेइंग या
जस्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड द डस्ट ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ द गोपीज Still, I could not understand it.
Still, he couldn't understand, he says. Yeah, after 60,000 years of penance, Brahma is saying that, yeah.
To say nothing of me, even Lord Shiva, Lord Shesha, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, could not understand it.
My Lord, look at what type of personalities he is talking about. Shesha is Lakshman or Balram. And Lord Shiva is a friend of the Lord. And Lakshmiji, Ardangini of the Lord, even they couldn't understand the gopi's position, he is saying. So here another verse from Adi Purana. Na tatame priyatamo brahma rudrascha partiva na cha lakshmi na cha atma cha yata gopi jano mama. He is saying that nobody dear to me as much as the gopis of Vraja. He is saying, Brahma is not as dear, Rudra is not as dear. Like that he is saying. Even my own self, like we all look at in the mirror and we find that person very interesting and attractive. It was ourselves only, isn't it? Krishna is telling here is saying that Brahma, Shiva, even my own self are not even, Lakshmi. Nobody is as dear to me as the gopis of Vrindavan. Amongst them, Radharani is the most important of the gopi. Prabhupada says here. So in this way, many, many verses. Okay. Let's proceed. So, two things till now are over. One is about education and second one is fame. Who is the most famous? Yeah. Sampatti ramadya jiver kona sampatti gani tadha krishne premayara sehi badadhani. Yeah.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the many capitalists who possess great riches, who is the topmost? Ramananda Rai replied, he who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist.
See, now all the opulences of Krishna are coming. First, fame has come. Knowledge has come. Correct, no? Now, knowledge. And second one, fame has come. Third one, wealth. This is wealth now. He is the richest in love for Radha Krishna. He is the greatest capitalist. Most wealthy person means if you... Therefore, that famous verse is there, no? Krishna prema vina avyartha daridra jivan dasa kore vetan more deya prema dhan. He says, no? Krishna prema vina means without Krishna prema vyartha, your life is a waste. He's saying. And then daridra jivan, one is poverty stricken also. He's saying. But therefore, the Asakori Vetanmari, I am becoming your servant, my Lord. I need a monthly salary package. What is it? Your prema only, he is saying. Your love. Dasakori Vetanmore, Deya Prema then. Give me that wealth of your prema. That means the real wealth in this world that one can aspire for is the prema dhan. Right, no? Prema dhana vina avyartha daridra jivan, it says. So, that is actually a verse which develops gradually. Bhajanera madhya sreshta navavida bhakti is saying. If you do the navavida bhakti of Shravanam, no, like Shravanam is hearing, Kirtanam is speaking, Smaranam is remembering, Archanam is worshipping, like that. If you do navavida bhakti, is saying, Krishna prema Krishna dite dhare mahashakti is saying, the Navavida Bhakti can give you what? Krishna Prem and Krishna. Initially, it will give you Krishna Prem. With that Prem, you start loving Krishna. And then it will give you Krishna also, subsequently. Huh? And then he's saying, Taramadhyya Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtan. If you want to know, oh, nine, nine, I cannot do. Give me one. He's saying, Nama Sankirtan. That's the most important. Same thing Lord Chaitanya told the Sarva Bhattacharya also. The most important limb of the nine activities is Nama Sankirtan. Niraparadha nama loile pave premadhan. If one chants the holy name with niraparadha bhavana, no offenses. With an innocent, pure heart, genuinely one chants. He's saying, pave premadhan. You attain Krishna prema, he's saying. Somebody may ask, oh, it's very difficult to chant the holy name. You know, why should I get the premadhan? Then he's saying, Krishna prema vina avyartha daridra jivan. There he says, you don't want the wealth of Krishna prema? He says, then you are a waste of time, you are wasting your time, and you are a daridra, he's saying. Without Krishna prem, you are a beggar, penniless beggar, he's saying. And then, therefore one should aspire for Krishna prem. That's a real prema. Dhan is a real dhan, he's saying. See, read a little bit.
Everyone in this material world is attempting to acquire riches to satisfy the senses. Actually, no one cares for anything other than acquiring material possessions and maintaining them. The wealthy are generally accepted as the most important personalities in the material world.
Like they say, who is who? So in that who is who, all the big capitalists, rich capitalists, their photos are there and they are advertised and everything. But then the man with such little, man of wealth, he is not even a fig in front of one who is wealthy in devotional service. There is a reason for this. Because when we become wealthy in devotional service, our senses and mind become controlled. And when they are controlled, you are satisfied. When you are satisfied, there is no hankering for material enjoyment, isn't it? Then when mind and senses are not hankering for material enjoyment, you are peaceful. And when you are having peaceful mind and senses, then you can devote your energy, time for engaging in Krishna service. Yeah. And that produces bliss. Then ultimately you have peace and bliss. Then what more do you want? Everybody is looking for these things only. On the other hand, you hear of some multimillionaire committing suicide, somebody jumping off from a building, or sometimes you find big cinema actor committing suicide. So you find like that, actor, actress, or even richest of the people. So you find that, and richest of the people live always under threat. Somebody may shoot me, somebody may loot me. There is always a fear, although they have a lot of money. Saying that material money makes you more ridden with anxiety. But if I, for example, if I have spiritual wealth and I chant more rounds of holy name, nobody is going to be envious of me. Is there anybody who will come and sit next to me and then he want to chant more rounds than me? You know, you will see that in spiritual life, I want to dance for Krishna. Anybody else can also dance. I want to chant. Somebody else can also chant. So in the spiritual life, you can become as wealthy as you want in spiritual assets. He's saying that is the real wealth, he's saying.
Kimmalabhyam Bhagavati Prasanne Shri Niketane Tatapi Tatpararajan Nahi Vanchanti Kinchana.
Yeah.
What is difficult for the devotees of Lord Krishna, who is the shelter of the goddess of fortune? Although such devotees can obtain anything, O King, they do not desire anything.
This is the most amazing thing. There is one song in Tamil, very beautiful song it is. It says, and then I'll tell you the translation in English. Vendiya daitandida vengadavanudirukka vendiyadu verillai malai murthi kanna manivanna malayappa govinda govinda govinda. That's a song. What is the meaning of this song? The wind is tandeda vengadavan irukka. On the top of the Tirupati hill stands Lord Balaji. And whatever you go and ask him, he can give you. And he has the ability to give you anything. He can make you Brahma, he can make you Indra, Chandra, what to speak of other petty things in this world. And then he is saying, although he can give you anything you can aspire for, the devotees of the Lord Vendi is very like. But the devotees don't want anything from him. Why they don't want anything? Because they are satisfied. There is no hankering. They are peaceful, they are blissful in devotional service. Yeah. In this way, devotees are multi-millionaires and billionaires, you can say, because their father is who? Krishna. Is Lakshmipati. All other Korpati, Lakpati, Arapati and all are chota. They are small. That's why he is saying that the real wealth is with devotees. Actually, how we should understand the devotee situation? Like I saw one small kid, boy, he was going with mother, father to the supermarket. And actually mother and father, they were walking with what do you call this? Hand driven, this thing is there. No? Like in airport also they have that kind of thing. It's like a basket type of thing is there in that. Cart, small trolley type of thing they were taking. And the boy would see and they say, Mom, take that comics book. Now, I like that one. And Papa, take the toy. He was selling. He was walking ahead and giving order, what all he wants. And both mother and father are picking up and putting. Now, after putting, the whole thing is full now. Now, who will pay the bill? Father. Same thing with Krishna's devotees also. Like Krishna's Prabhupada goes to, you know, Fisher's mansion in Detroit. And he's saying, oh, this is wonderful. And then Prabhupada said, you know, we would like to take it for Krishna's temple. And who pays the bill? Krishna arranges some donor. Comes and pays the bill. You will see devotee doesn't use any personal belonging only. Like if you see sannyasis and all, how do they travel? They travel in a very big car. But the car is somebody else's property, correct? No? But Krishna arranges the person, inspires the person in the heart. And then some big man takes him from the airport to the temple, temple to the airport. Somebody has to take prasadam. He doesn't have to have a bank account. From where he gets the money and then cooks prasadam and eats. Right, no? Wherever he goes, there is prasadam. Wherever he goes, there are cars to take him. And see, what to speak of sannyasis and gurus, even a tiny tot like me, I had this experience in my first visit to America. I wanted to know how much I should carry with me. Maybe 5,000 or 10,000 rupees. Gaurang Prabhu just said like this, you carry zero with you. Because he said, once you go there, you'll realize, he said. And I realized it actually when I went there. I saw in one airport somebody comes to pick you up. They put you in the car and take you to temple. Very wonderful gentleman driving the car, devotee. We had a nice talk and reaching the temple, prasadam is hot waiting there. You take the prasad, then you have to sit in the Vyasasana and give a lecture. Then they take you to some house program, sometimes different programs, college program and everything. 2 days you do there and then once you stay there, it's over the next destination. So they drop you in the car in the airport with all ticket. When I went to airport, I saw they have so many systems. You know, you have to put some card like this. It opens like this. And if you don't have card, it closes also very fast. You are afraid. You know, you've seen that? Metro trains and all. So there are so many systems to be followed. I didn't have even a smartphone with me at all. I had just a button phone from India and that was battery was over. That was the only thing. So, people were taking me and they would put me in the flight. I have to just go and sit. And then I am told, you get down and another devotee will pick up. When I get down, another devotee picks up. So, we were actually transported from place to place. 18 places I went like this. Everywhere you give a lecture. No, just glorify Krishna, that's all. You glorify Krishna and the Papa, Supreme Papa, he will arrange everything. Everything ready made. So, you know, when we came back from the West, you know, I had carried 5,000 which remained as it is. When we came back, there were 4-5 lakhs people had given, you know, checks and donation, dollars and so many things like that. So, why I'm telling you, you can have a pratyaksha experience. Like one man was asking me in the train, Swamiji, are you not afraid about tomorrow or next week and any time you may have trouble for food or anything? I said, what are you talking? Yes, we certainly have trouble. The trouble is too many people want us to eat in their home. That's our trouble. Isn't it? In the same manner, I was telling that even if a father sends his son to his city to study in an engineering college and the boy is obedient to his father, Will the father not take care of his food and accommodation? Will he not take care? But we are obeying the Supreme Father Krishna. Why will he not arrange? Especially those who are sadhus, they should have complete faith that Lord will take care of everything. And even those who are grihasthas, you know, within family life, those grihasthas who become seriously practicing devotees and develop this firm faith, we will do whatever we can, but ultimately, Krishna is in control. And Krishna will take care, always. So, therefore you will see why, because Krishna's wife is goddess of fortune, and she has all the wealth of all the universes. She can provide anything. And therefore, you will find Prabhupada went with 40 rupees and came back to India with that 40 rupees. And then he brought 40 crores from West to build Vrindavan, Juhu, Mayapur temples and all. You can see that. And how Prabhupada developed the movement with 108 centers. With practically no money and no manpower when he went from India. Because he became Krishna's devotee, you know, Krishna provided all the wealth required for making the temples and everything. So, in this way, this is the third thing. So, till now, we have heard about knowledge, we have heard about fame, we have heard about wealth, wealth. Let us see, what is the next one?
Dukha madhye kona dukha haya guru tara. Krishna bhakta viraha vina dukha nahi deki para.
So Mahaprabhu asking amongst all the sufferings, Ramandraya, tell me, which is the greatest suffering? He is saying, if you have to be separated from a devotee of Krishna, that's the greatest suffering, he is saying. There's no other unbearable happiness. Actually, why this is so? Because the devotees of Krishna are indeed very rare actually in this world. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha. Sudurlabha prashantatma koti shapi mahamune, amongst koti koti muktas and siddha purushas. Krishna bhakta is very rare, he is saying. That's one reason. Like Lord Chaitanya said, no? Akshno phalam tvadrisha darshanam hi, tano phalam tvadrisha gatra sangam, jihva phalam tvadrisha kirtanam va sudurlabhahi bhagavata hi loke. He said, Sanatan, in this world, the perfection of our eyesight is to see a Vaishnava somewhere. The perfection of the hand is to touch the feet of a Vaishnava. The perfection of our mouth is to glorify a Vaishnava, he said. Why? For in this world, it's very rare to find a Vaishnava devotee who is simply satisfied in Krishna service. So, actually, this is one thing we have to think very deeply in our lives. Somebody wearing tilak and kantimala, chanting on the bead bag, eating only prasad, taking only darshan of the deity, ready to forego all sense gratification of this world, following the four regs very strictly, and simply satisfied in hearing and chanting and singing and dancing and keeping Krishna in the center of their lives with firm faith in Guru and Shastra. Such Vishnu Dutas. Prabhupada says Vaishnavas are also like Vishnu Dutas. Very, very rare. Here, it is said here, you see.
Mamanaradya dukkartaha kutumbasakta manasaha satsangarahito matyo vriddha seva parichyutaha.
Yeah.
A person who does not worship me, who is unduly attached to family and who does not stick to devotional service must
no,
be
one who does not stick to devotional service
must be considered a most unhappy person. Similarly, one who does not associate with Vaishnavas or who does not render service to his superior is also a most unhappy person.
See, mam anaradhya, somebody is not worshipping Krishna, and then he is saying he is kutumba asakta manasaha. He is attached to his asakti, he is having just to enjoy the family life. And satsanga rahito martyo, he never goes to sit in satsanga and hear from great souls and purify his heart. And vriddha seva pari chutaha, he doesn't render service to the mature and advanced devotees of the Lord, elderly devotees of the Lord. Four things are said. One who does not worship the deities, and one who is attached to the family life, one who doesn't attend satsangas, and one who has given up service to great souls. This person is a dukkartaha. He is most unhappy person, he is saying. It's a very beautiful verse. See, sa jivanadikam prartyam Sri Vishnu jana sangataha vichedena kshanam chatra na sukhamsham labhamahe. Yeah.
Out of all kinds of desirable things experienced in the life of a living entity,
yeah,
association with the devotees of the Lord is the greatest. When we are separated from a devotee, even for a moment, we cannot enjoy happiness.
Yeah. Sva jivana adhikam pratyam. Sri Vishnu Jana Sangata. He's saying association of devotees is the most desirable thing. Experience in the life of a living entity. He's saying. Vichedena kshanam chatra. Even one moment of separation from the devotee is very painful. So, all this is talking about the pain of separation from the devotees and the glory of devotees. Okay. So, now to 49 onwards, we will actually maybe another two, three more verses will finish, because the greatest things goes up to 259. Huh? Okay, we will try to do few more. Hmm? And now, till now, what all we discussed? First one, wealth, the greatest wealth. And then the greatest fame. And then, what is the next one? You know, wealth, fame, and one more opulence of Krishna only. This is wealth, this one. And then, distress. Education also. Education, wealth, fame, and distress. Separation from the devotee causes distress. Four we have completed. Okay, we'll try to do some more. So let's go to 249, text number 249. Mukta madhye kona jiva mukta karimani. Krishna prema yarasei mukta shiromani. Krishna prema yarasei mukta shiromani. So here Mahaprabhu is asking another question. Out of all liberated persons, who should be accepted as the greatest liberated person? And Namandra is saying, he who has love for Krishna has attained the topmost liberation. Now try to remember what our Sarvam Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a dialogue. Mukti pade, bhakti pade. So there Mahaprabhu told him, actually, the real meaning of mukti is muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Mahaprabhu said, to become reinserted in your swarupa, that is actually mukti, he said. Not that, you know, you get liberated from the material world and go to Brahma Jyoti. That type of mukti is not complete mukti. Even in Bhagavad Gita, you will find Krishna says first, moksha se karma bandhanehi. He become free from karma bandhan, he says. Okay. And then he says, you know, vimukto, he says. You get liberated, he says. So getting liberated from this world is superior to karma bandhana, mokshase karma bandhane. Becoming free from karma bandhan is the first step. Second step is vimukto. And then finally he says, mam upeshasi, they come back to me, he says. That's the highest liberation. Like another place Krishna says, janma bandha vinirmukta, padam kachyan tyanamayam, he says. It's like saying, a rocket becomes relieved from the gravitational pull of the earth, and then, you know, padam kachyan tyanamayam, it enters into another planet. Getting out of the gravitational pull is not entering into another planet. Janmabandha vinir mukta, padam kachyan tyanamayam, he says. So, there are two steps in that. Similarly, getting liberated from this world means going to Brahma Jyoti and hanging suspended there. But if somebody becomes Krishna devotee and awakens love for Krishna, that is a complete liberation. Yeah. Mukti hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Yeah, therefore here it is said, koti shvapi mahamane, koti koti, you know, muktasan siddhas amongst them, narayana parayana is very, very rare. It is said, yeah. Gana madhye kona gana jivere nija dharma. Radha krishnera prema keli yehi gitera marma.
Yeah. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Next asked Ramananda Roy, among many songs, which song is to be considered the actual religion of the living entity? Ramananda Roy replied, that song describing the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna is superior to all other songs.
So, okay. अनुग्रहाय भक्तानां मानुषं देहमास्थितः भजते तादृशी क्रीडा या श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत्. वन ऑफ माय मोस्ट फेवरेट वर्सेस. रीड द ट्रांसलेशन.
लॉर्ड कृष्णा डिसेंड्स अपेरेंटली एज अ ह्यूमन बीइंग एंड ही एग्जिबिट्स हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स इन वृंदावन सो दैट द कंडीशन्ड सोल मे बी अट्रैक्टेड टू हियरिंग दिस ट्रांसलेटिविटीज.
या ही एक्चुअली कृष्णा बिहेव्स लाइक अ externally like a simple human child, just to charm the hearts of everybody. So therefore we call it as a laukik and alaukik. Laukik means human-like and alaukik means superhuman. And it does both. In alaukik for the atheistic people who may not believe that he is God, to disprove their misunderstanding. And laukik human-like behavior it shows to charm the hearts of Yashoda, Rohini, Nanda, and covered boys, covered girls, everybody. Go ahead.
Non-devotees are strictly prohibited from participating in songs celebrating the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Unless one is a devotee, it is very dangerous to hear the songs about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna that were written by Jayadev Goswami, Chandidas and other exalted devotees.
Like Gita Govindam and all that, yeah.
Lord Shiva drank an ocean of...
Yeah.
Poison. But one should not imitate this. One must first become a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. Only then can one enjoy hearing the songs of Jayadev and relish transcendental bliss. If one simply imitates the activities of Lord Shiva and drinks poison, one will certainly meet with death.
Yeah, if one is not a pure devotee, one is likely to misunderstand Radha Krishna Leela. Therefore, we devoted many classes, if you all remember, prior to this. Many, many classes on understanding the love of the gopis and love of Radharani. We studied Yugala Gita. We studied position of Rasa Leela, Rasa Dance. So many things we did. Because we have to carefully understand and not misunderstand the subject. If you misunderstand it, considering it to be ordinary, a boy-girl relationship, then the whole thing is spoiled. We will never get any benefit out of this. Then instead of getting purified, we'll get putrefied. So therefore, one who imitates the activities of Lord Shiva and drinks poison will surely meet death purposes. The warning he gives us. Yeah. Yes.
The talks between Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy are meant for advanced devotees only. Those who are on the mundane platform and who study these talks in order to put forward some thesis for PhD will not be able to understand them. Instead, these conversations will have a poisonous effect.
Yeah, yeah. Correct. Basic purpose is that you cannot approach these pastimes through scholarship, mundane scholarship, or you cannot approach these pastimes by materialistic approach, by bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Aspirants cannot understand these pastimes. He says. It requires, therefore we told the difference between the gopi's mood and the ordinary mood of the women in this world. The gopis are completely selfless. They actually derive more delight in seeing Radha and Krishna together than wanting to be oneself, becoming self-important. Similarly, we said, Krishna is loved not only by humans. He is loved by cows, calves, deers, peacocks, all animals, birds also. So he is a supreme cupid. So like that, many points we said earlier to distinguish between the two. Between gold and iron, or love and lust. Shreyo madhye kona shreya, jivera haya sara. Krishna bhakta sangha vina shreya nahi ara. Yeah.
Then Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is best for the living entity? Ramananda Roy replied, the only auspicious activity is association with the devotees of Krishna.
Yeah. The most auspicious thing that can happen to anybody is somehow coming in the company of devotees of Krishna. Narakur Manigrave came in company of Narada. At that time, the woman saw suddenly, they were shocked. Narada is a saintly person coming in Mandakini, Ganga banks, in the garden of Shiva. So the women immediately covered their bodies with their dresses in order to not misbehave. But Nalagur Manigri were drunk. So they were thinking in mind, who is this fellow? Why is he coming here? He can go by another route. And they were still drinking. And they were very proud of their wealth, proud of their bodily beauty. They were completely undressed. So therefore, they became object of curse by Narada. But the curse was actually anugraha or a mercy upon them. So therefore, they got association of Narada. Did it benefit them, or it was, it was ultimately a loss for them? Big benefit, not big benefit, the best benefit, because they got darshan of Krishna. So by association of Narada. On the other hand, by association of the women and by association of the liquor, did that elevate them? That was degrading them. Correct, no? Therefore, he is saying that the most auspicious activity is the association of devotees of Krishna, he is saying. Because it can elevate one to the highest position. There is nothing in comparison to this. Like the Dasiputra, for example, who was he in the previous life? He was a Gandharva Upabharana. He was an elevated position of Gandharva, sweet singer, had a handsome body, curly locks of hair, surrounded by apsaras, you know. Everybody would want to have a body like him. He was like a playboy. He was practically enjoying life in the heavens. Big position. But was cursed. Then he became a Dasiputra by misuse of free will. And by association of Bhaktivedantas, what happened? He became the most exalted and glorified Narada. All over the universe, he's traveling and even going to Vaikuntha planets also. Just see how amazing it is. So therefore, by coming in touch with Narada, even the most degraded Mrigari became very glorious, saintly person. By coming in contact with Narada, you will find, Dhruva with material desires became free from all material desires and became a Shuddha Bhakta, pure devotee of Vishnu. By coming in contact with Narada, Ratnakar Valyakavula became Valmiki, who wrote Ramayana. So Narada brings the most degraded people to the most exalted position. So therefore, association of devotees, therefore here he says association of devotees is the most auspicious, and there he said separation from the devotee is the greatest loss, he said, greatest misfortune. This is a very famous verse in 11th canto. Ad atyantikam kshemam prichhamo bhavato naghaha samsare spin kshanardhopi satsanga shevadhir drinam. King Nimi asked the Navagindras. Yeah.
We are asking you to tell us what is the most perfect welfare activity. I think that in this material world, association with devotees, even if it be for a moment, is the greatest treasure house for mankind.
Even one moment of a devotee's association. Now you may wonder, in one moment, how can anybody benefit from a devotee? But that is how it is. In one moment, I heard a beautiful pastime. All of us know about Ambarish Maharaj, but Ambarish Maharaj had a very dangerous Rakshasa brother, who is not so well known, notorious fellow. But Narada saw that Ambarish has become pure devotee, why not his brother? So he went to deliver him. But then his brother was always drunk in liquor and eating meat, and always surrounded by other ruffians like him. As soon as Narada went to make him chant the holy name, the brother started taking weapons in the hand to hit Narada. But Narada said, wait a minute, I have not come to seek any favor from you. Just one thing I will tell you, don't forget. One moment he gave association and Narada flew away from there. The only one thing he said, you just ask this question, what happens if one gets a momentary association of a devotee, unwillingly, unwantingly? Like that he said, and he went away. He said, just remember this, you will be saved from the most dangerous situations in your life, he said. And then after he went, of course, this fellow led all his life, a miserable, sinful life. At the time of death, when Yamadutas came to him, he remembered that, what he said, Narada said. So he told the same thing. one got a momentary association of satsanga of a devotee, pure devotee of the Lord, unwantingly, unwillingly, what happens to him? Then immediately, next moment, they started trembling. Hey, he is talking about devotees. Our master said, anybody talks about devotee, don't go near. So they immediately ran back to Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, you guys don't go there, I will go. I'll find out what the matter is. Then he heard the question, Yamaraj fainted on the buffalo only. And he took this fellow, you come with me, let us proceed to somebody much greater than me, I can hear from them. He took him to Indra. And of course, Indra told Yamaraj, let's take him to Brahma. And all of them heard the question and they were very amazed and they raised their eyebrows. Then the matter was taken to Shiva. As soon as Shiva heard this question, he started dancing. Big Tanta Viva started doing all over Kailash. They asked, is his answer to the question? After long time of dancing, Shiva said, such a brilliant question for someone to ask. I can answer this question, but I would like to hear from Lord Vishnu. So then they went to Vaikuntha. And there, when this person was surprised, I am seeing Brahma, I am seeing Indra, I am seeing Yamaraj, all great personalities, I am surrounded by them. I am unqualified, great sinner. But then when they told this man to ask the question to Vishnu, Vishnu smiled and picked him by the hand and made him sit next to him in the snake bed, Ananta Shesha. And all of them asked, my dear Lord, what is the answer to the question? Lord said, this is the answer. If somebody gets a momentary association of my devotee, he comes to my abode, now you all can go back. Like that he said. Sometimes Lord does miracles like this. Although he was a very great sinner, one momentary association of Narada made him remember this one statement, which he kept on repeating, and that brought him to the Lord. So there are many pastimes like this. There is one verse. Tulayamalave napina swargam napunar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya matyanam kim utashishaha. It says like this, that momentary association is very great. Even a momentary association, if somebody heard only one moment, that may be ringing in the ears of somebody. So the rest of it, 252 verse onwards. Okay. There are some more items which you can discuss in the next class. These are all the greatest items. So when we were talking about this separation from devotee, one song came to my mind. Jayanilo Premadhan, Karuna, Karuna Prachur, you know. So in that song he says, Pashane Kuti Bo Matha Anale Poshi Bo Gaurange Gunera Nidhi Kota Gele Pabo. Oh, I am breaking my head against the rock, you know, without the association of my very dear devotees, how can I maintain my life in this world? So everybody should feel this type of separation from the Lord's devotees, by whose association one's consciousness has become clear, purified and elevated. So first we should be grateful to devotees, then we should be respectful to devotees, and that should lead to obedience to devotees. And then when we have that obedience with devotees, then we can surrender to devotees and advance and become a pure devotee ourselves. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Shashi Gaur Nitai ki. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.